Much of the economic agenda Governor Jim Doyle laid out in his State of the State address focused on tax incentives to spur investment in Wisconsin businesses. None of those tax breaks overlap with the package Senate Democrats laid out yesterday. Their proposal would boost state tech college funding by $5 million a year. It would increase funding for road builders by $50 million. Senate Democratic Majority Leader Russ Decker says this translates to new jobs.
If we want to jumpstart Wisconsin's economy now, we have to focus our state resources on programs we know produce a big bang for the buck.
Senate Democrats' package would also open up the state's child care subsidy to more middle-income parents. To pay for the program, senators would change state law to bring in an additional $90 million a year in corporate taxes. Chippewa Falls Senator Pat Kreitlow says right now, too many corporations use a loophole to get out of paying their fair share.
Whenever a corporation cheats taxpayers out of a dollar, that's a dollar that comes from middle-class families already squeezed and already playing by the rules. And it's time to end that abuse.
That plan stands little chance in the state assembly, where majority Republicans say now is not the time for a tax increase. The governor has also said he won't raise taxes to deal with a projected $400 million shortfall in the current state budget. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.